As promised, we are joined right now by the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He was named head coach on January 15th. He spent the last couple of seasons as offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. He joined Tennessee in 2011. The Falcons were 4-12 in 2020. We are joined by their head coach, Arthur Smith. Arthur, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. How are you?
Great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So, dial me in. What's it been like for the last week and a half since you were named head coach of the Atlanta Falcons? What's the time been like for you? How is life for you right about now?
Well, it's been good. I got to say that there are good problems to have, and it's been a whirlwind. I've been really busy trying to make sure we get the staff right and any other tasks that's come my way. And so really just trying to get through that, make sure we get the staff, and then we got to dive into this personnel.
All right, so when you look at successful organizations around the league, it seems to me one of the things that really jumps out is the relationship between a head coach and the GM. So how would you describe the relationship that you and Terry Fontenot have, and how excited are you to get started with him?
I'm really excited about working with Terry. Terry and I, this will be a shared vision. Everything we'll do will be collaborative. We'll certainly, we'll have our own opinions, but we'll come to an agreement. But it's definitely going to be a shared vision, and Terry's the perfect guy for that job.
You know, when you talk about shared vision and your own opinions, I know that that definitely factors into your leadership style. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. But when I look back on your career, you started your coaching career as a graduate assistant in North Carolina. Then you worked on the defensive side of the ball in the NFL with Washington and in college at Ole Miss, and then back in the NFL with the Titans. So how did you go about making that switch from defense to offense, and what was that transition like?
Well, I'd been an offensive lineman in college, and then I GA'd. I worked with the O-line, and then I was really a scouting assistant in Washington. And then Joe Gibbs, had a spot on the staff, and he said, "Do you want to do quality control?" And I said, "Absolutely." And it was on defense, and we had a great staff, and a lot of it was film breakdown and learning the defense, and whatever job, you try to do a good job with what you had, and you got more. And then I got enamored with working on defense, which is pretty common. You got guys that are quarterbacks in college that move over to defense, they become defensive coordinators or head coaches. So I thought I was going to carve my path out to be a defensive coach. I got hired in Tennessee to do that. And then Mike Munchak was the one that switched me over in 12. He knew I'd been a lineman and, asked if I, wanted to be a line coach or an offensive coach. And I said, yeah, I love the offensive line. And if I do that, I eventually want to be a coordinator and try to be a head coach. And so Munch was the one that moved me over.
Falcons head coach Arthur Smith is my guest. You mentioned about life as a GA. I'm curious about that too, because you go back to your time in North Carolina. The story goes that after you were done playing at North Carolina, you had an opportunity to go into investment banking in Hong Kong, but instead you accepted John Bunting's offer to be a GA at North Carolina. That's a grind, right? That's not an easy life. What do you remember about that time in your life and your career?
Well, certainly I was trying to figure out the next chapter, and there was a couple things I bounced around. I knew I wanted to get into coaching. I thought maybe there was something different, kind of see the world. And then the opportunity presented itself, and Coach Bunning called me and told me he had a job. He and I had talked about getting into coaching. So I jumped at it, just figured that, it might not come around again, especially at a school like that, at a Power 5 school. Even though I'd been there and played there, still I jumped at the opportunity.
We're talking Atlanta Falcons head coach Arthur Smith. You made the point too, quote, "I've taken leadership lessons from a lot of different businesses. I love reading about history." I'm curious, are there particular books or stories that resonate with you on how to be a leader, and how do you approach that role?
Well, it's not necessarily like the how-to books. It's more I love people's stories. I mean, you learn a lot from any industry. I mean, it could be from music to television, entertainment, military. I mean, that's kind of a direct parallel sometimes, because there are some stressful lessons, but I'd never pretend that, we're in the seriousness of what those guys do, because they're actually dealing with real life and death. But there are some very good leadership lessons. One of the better books I read was On Desperate Ground by Hanson Sides, which is about the Korean War. Didn't know a lot about that, and somebody recommended that, and some unbelievable stories of decision making, in the Frozen Chosen, and the things that you try to learn from as guys that were good leaders. That have been through some tough times. But I try to learn from everyone.
I was going to say, Arthur, sorry to interrupt. I was going to say also, in terms of leadership, like the late Pepper Rodgers, I know he was an early mentor for you. What kind of an impact did he have on you as a person and as a coach?
Well, his impact was more, it got me curious about the game of football. Pepper was a lively character. I don't know if you've ever interacted with him. He's one of those guys that lived 100 lives. You know, he lived a full life. You know, when his time out in L.A., he just knew everybody. You know, he had coached Steve Spurrier, and he took me to a Florida State game when I was young. I got to meet Steve Spurrier, and I was just, I loved the stories and the game. I started playing early, and it kind of brought a lot of the history of the game to life for me. And so he had a huge impact early on in my interest.
We're talking to Falcons head coach Arthur Smith. Listen, I know it's early to talk about the draft and personnel, but when you look at the talent that you have on that roster, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Well, like you said, it is early in this process. I mean, Terry and I were just now starting with filling out the staffs, and we got a long way to go as we evaluate this roster. Because as you know, there's always decisions to be made. It never stays the same. There are good pieces here. Clearly, there's been just talented players on this roster and guys we look forward to working with. But we're still so early in how we want to attack this offseason free agency and through the draft.
Yeah, I got to ask you something. For instance, like I know you're looking ahead and not back, but from the outside, it seems to me almost everybody on that Titans offense played the best football of their careers. When you were the offensive coordinator, I know you're probably not going to want to take credit for that, but how did you go about developing an offense that can maximize the abilities of so many guys?
Well, it's a credit to those guys. I mean, we had good players, and you know, we had a certain identity from the top down, from Mike Vrabel and John Robinson, and the way they built that culture. And we had an identity. We felt we were a very tough physical football team, and we had tough physical players, and tried to use those guys' skill sets. I mean, everybody from Derek to Ryan to Roger Saffold to AJ Brown, Corey Davis, Jonathan Smith. The list goes on and on and on. And just really, just practical as that, we try to play to the strengths of our players.
Arthur Smith joining me for a few more moments. I'm curious about Ryan Tannehill. For instance, he was a backup when he arrived in Tennessee, and there was this sense that maybe he had not lived up to his talent or his potential during his time in Miami. What did you see in him, and how did you go about working with him?
Yeah, it was a unique position for Ryan to be in. You know, he never got to hit free agency, and we wouldn't have, and I give John a lot of credit for pulling that trade off. And so Ryan got there, and it was different. You know, he has been drafted in Miami to be the guy, and it was a new role for him, and that thing could have been a disaster if you'd had the wrong personalities in there. And what I mean by that, I can't give Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill enough credit who they are as people. That's a tough room when you've got guys that both can play and both of them had high expectations. And so, you know, not to speak for Ryan, but that was probably very humbling for him, and he took he took advantage of it. He didn't pout. He tried to be the best backup he could be. Marcus, and I knew he had a burning desire to play, and he told me that, but I give Ryan a lot of credit because that wasn't easy to do. And then we flip it around when the decision was made, when Ryan became the starter. Marcus did a great job in that role, and that was hard for him. And it really, those two guys, their personalities, I just can't thank them enough because that could have been a disaster.
So what we're talking about here are a couple of professionals. So when you look at film right now of Matt Ryan, what jumps out at you?
Certainly. I mean, Matt's decision-making. I mean, Matt's had a great career. He's very decisive with the football, and he's very intelligent and very active. And so, you know, when you get to work with a veteran, a guy that's had thousands of reps, that certainly helps. His strength, you know, his skill sets. I mean, I've never been wanting to compare guys, you know, because he's got his strengths. Ryan had his. But I won't do that. I mean, we'll build around our guys, the strength of this team.
So let me finally ask you this then. When you talk about building this team and the strength around the team, you know, again, from the outside looking in, that Titans offense, for instance, to me, had a really clear identity. So what is an Arthur Smith Atlanta Falcons team going to look like? What do you want people to think of when they think of the Falcons now?
Yeah, you still want that mentality. We're going to play with great effort. We're going to pride ourselves on being physical and tough. And I know a lot of people say that, but we're going to implement that and find the right players to do that. Now, having said that, you know, our skill players, and maybe they will be different than the ones we had in Tennessee. So it's my job to figure out what they do best. And, you know, the pieces that are currently here play to their strengths. If we have different strengths on the perimeter, then obviously we'll end up passing a little bit more. But we feel good. We want to be balanced, but we don't have a set number. But we want to be physical, and we want to be flexible and be adaptable. That's what I want the identity to be of this team.
He is the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He was named that on January 15th and comes to Atlanta from Tennessee. He is Arthur Smith. Arthur, it is great to have you on the show. I appreciate you making time for that interview. Thank you very much, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Great. A big fan of yours. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate that, Coach. Thanks for saying that. Arthur Smith, man, he is sharp. He is sharp. He's focused. He's crisp. He's concise. He knows what he wants to get done. So I appreciate that very much. Head coach of the Atlanta Falcons joining us. What's your reaction to it? 1-800-636-8686. Always appreciate a head coach saying, I'm a big fan of yours. That's so much better than hearing a head coach say, man, you suck. Your show sucks. Why do they pay you? How did you get that job? Why are you talking about my team? Why are you talking to me? Arthur Smith, very sharp.